Shalom Aleichem, everyone. A moment late, but better late than never. Parshas Bahar, getting ready for Matan Torah, like Ba'omer, what a busy day. Let us begin with Hilchos Ribbis, which is one of my favorite topics. It's something we try to remind people is a serious issue and comes up in ways that people are not so aware. In this week's Parsha, it says, "Al tikach me'itay neshech v'sarbis v'yareisa me'alekecha." Don't take ribbis from anybody and fear God. Why does it say and fear God? You should always fear God. Zot Rashi. Rashi tells us you can't fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't say things that are just not true. Hareisa dava hamasa ludi b'sholadum hashavtai. This depends on what's going on in your heart. People tell me, "Oh, I can't pay ribbis." Okay. I won't pay ribbis. I'll just send him a gift. I'll pay him back what he owes, and I'll send him a gift. When people tell me that, I say, "So why don't you send me a gift? Why are you sending him a gift? Send me a gift." The answer is, you raise him a kercha, you have to know that ribbis is aser. There are many, many situations of ribbis people are not aware of. The most common is when people, individuals, let's say Reuven gets a credit card on behalf of Shimon. During Shimon the Tithe, Shimon can't get a credit card. Reuven says, "I'll get your credit card. I even put your name as a authorized user of mine. I'll give you the credit card, and you take the bills, and you pay it every other month, every few months, whatever it is that you're paying, you pay." There's a problem here. Now, if he pays before, there's no interest, no problem. But if interest accrues, the bank, the credit card company, they're lending money to Reuven. They don't know Shimon. They may have put Shimon's name on the credit card, but the account holder, the one responsible for the loan, is Reuven. Shimon is now borrowing from Reuven. Shimon can't pay Reuven ribbis. Even if Shimon doesn't give Reuven a penny, but he pays his bills, that's also ribbis. If I lend you money, I say, "Don't give me any extra. But pay my electric bill." That's ribbis. If I lend you money, say, "Don't give me anything extra. Pay my credit card bill." That's ribbis. You have to be aware that it's ribbis. And that is, I guess, the first nekuda that I want to mention. Whenever Parshas Bahar comes around, I feel achroy to tell people, watch what you're doing. Let's talk about Kabbalah Satayr. Coming out to Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. I have a kasha to ask you. Why is it called Zman Matan Torah Seinu, our Torah? We don't refer to the Torah as our Torah, I don't believe, anywhere else. Nowhere else. In Shachris, we say, V'semli Beinu Bina, L'Havim L'Haskel L'Shmaya, L'Omay L'Am Yishon, it's called Divrei Salmud, Torah Secha. We say, Hashem is Torah Secha. By Mariv, in Abbasalem, what do we say? Nasiach V'chukecha, V'nisham V'divrei Salmud, Torah Secha. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We always call it Hashem's Torah. We say Berachos HaTorah in the morning. Asher Baruch HaBonu. We call our Amim and Nosalonu as Torah Sai. We don't call it Torah Sai, no. In the second Berachos HaBonu, we have a Harivna. What do we say in a Harivna? Nosalonu Torah MS. We say it's Torah MS. We don't say, I'm sorry, in Harivna we say Torah Secha. We say Kaddish Baruch Hu, Nosh Kemet Dibri, say Rascha Befinu, say Rascha Befinu. We say Rascha. In an Aliyah, the second Aliyah, there we say Asher Nosalanu Teres Emes. There we say that. Always you say Teres Emes, you say Teres Sech, we never say Teres Seinu. Halei Dabahu. Why, when we talk about Shavuos, we say Mama Teres Seinu? The answer would seem to be, it's a Gemara Navai Dezara Daf Yates. It goes on the Pasik, B'seres Hashem Chetzai, B'seres Yege Yom Lo'Layla. It's talking about a righteous person. Ashrei Yishu, talking about a praiseworthy person. B'teres Hashem Chetzai, in God's Torah is the Zayu, B'seres Yege, and in his Torah, Yege Yom Lo'Layla. Dr. Gemara, B'tchila Nikras Ashrei Shalkadish Baruch Hu. It's Hashem's Torah. Teres Hashem, Teres Emes, Teres Secha, well, the Saif, if the person is Amel Batayra, Teresa Yege, Yaman Valayla, then it's Ashvay of the person. Shavuos, you should know, is a time of Kabbalas Amelus Batayra. be mekabel, not just to observe the Torah, of course we have to, not just to be mavi sedra and to read Mishnayos and to learn Gemara, but to harav in learning, to work hard in learning. That's the idea of Shavuos. How do I know? Maybe not. Maybe Shavuos is the zman of learn Torah. In the Akdama to the Shev Shmaitza, he says the following. He says that the Gemara says in Shabbos, I think that Peches, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to be mekabel the Torah, the Malachim said, "Ma yilud isha beinenu? What's a human being doing here? He said, "People shouldn't get the Torah." In fact, the Shev Shmaitza, among many others, what were the Malachim thinking? It says in the Torah, "Kavidus avicha v'simecha." Obviously, it's being given to people. Zok Shev Shmaitza pshat, and he says pshat in the whole Hemshach HaGemara based on this. He says that Yidden would get Torah was known to the Malachim, but the Yidden would get the ability to create Torah, to chidushim in Torah, to have kashas and terutzim, to paskan halachas in Torah. That Ma'ilur Yishemein, what that doesn't belong to people. We'll give them instructions. They'll do what they do. They'll work hard to learn it and know what to do. No, Matan Torah. The Malachim said, "What? Matan Torah is more than that. Matan Torah is you're giving over the Torah that Yidden should be able to chadish chidushi Torah, and it should be emes mamitai." Wow, that they complained. And Moshe Rabbeinu hazalem tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu answered. Hakadosh Baruch Hu agreed that the Torah, dafka unzra Torah. The Torah that was given at our Sinai was a Torah that requires terasa yege yamam v'layla. It doesn't mean to work hard on Torah. Chris is working, he's tired, he listens to a daf yomi. What does he have to work hard with? Does he have to harava? What does it mean to harava? There are two parts in haraving. They both come from one nekuda. The nekuda of harvanya and Torah is to give over your brain, your thinking, your mind, to learning, to be alert, to pay attention. Now, it doesn't happen every time. Sometimes you go to learn and you're fashlofen and you're tired. You still have to try. Sometimes you go and the Gemara is very confusing to you. You still have to try. But the goal is to have an understanding, to apply yourself, to ask yourself, what's going on here? Why is it this way? What does it mean? To apply your brain, that to pacifying your brain. It's to understanding it well. And to be able to figure out the sight of the Gemara, the idea of the Gemara that's behind you. When you have a machlekes abaye and rava, you stop a minute. You say, "I'm not abaye, I'm not rava." But let's say little old me would think about the shaila. Well, somebody would tell me there'd be no such Gemara. Someone would say, "Yish la midas." What happens if someone's miyayish? But he doesn't know about it. If he would know, he would be miyayish. What do you think should be the din? You think it through. To you, it's logical one way. Now you start to try to understand the other man, the other. Try to understand what he holds. Why does he hold differently? Now you're thinking. Now you're applying yourself. Now it looks like you're just applying yourself. Actually, what you're doing is trying to understand Abai and Rava. to understand Abai and Rava, that's an amelus b'tar. So, Shavuos and Ma'amat and Torah say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gives Torah. He gave Torah Seinu. He gave us a Torah that we should apply ourselves, we should push ourselves for. That includes pushing yourself to go to a Beis Medrash. When it feels like I'm too tired, includes that. It also includes when you're sitting there, to sit forward, not to sit back, and to think about what they're learning. It also includes looking things up if you don't understand. And it certainly includes applying yourself to the Limud HaTorah and doing it in a very proper and appropriate way. Lag BaOmer is the Yontif of Miron and Tzfas, which unfortunately, because of the war in Eretz Yisrael, well, today, Lag BaOmer, this coming Lag BaOmer, will not be well attended. I'd like to share a thought with you. I had a kasha for a long time, and it's a good kasha. The Batsidura visited Eretz Yisrael. He describes his visit to Tzfas and Miron. And he says he visited the Kfarim of Hillel and Shammai. He doesn't even mention Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He mentions Hillel and Shammai's Kfarim. Interesting. I recently saw is an igeres from the Shlach HaKadosh. I happen to see it in the Yeshurun Volume Mem, where it was quoted in a place by a piece of by Rav Sroya Devlinsky. He says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. He went to Meron Tzfas. He said Hayisi the Ma'aras Sadikin Shammai the Hero the Tamidayim Rav Shem Bar Yochai the Rav Elaz. Of course, he mentions Rav Shem Bar Yochai, but he doesn't even get top billing. Shammai and Hero get top billing. Look at that. And today, it's all about Rishim Ve'echai and all about the historic Eliezer. Why is that so? So, I don't know. Everything needs Yata Dishmaya. Kfarim also needs Yata Dishmaya. But, I will share with you. I saw in Divrei Yoel, I saw he writes, they bring there the drosha he gave when he visited the Kfarim in Eretz Yisrael. Tami Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael. He spoke to his chassidim before he went to Kfarim. And he told them a site about visiting Kfarim. He said the kever that's meaningful is the kever of the tzaddik whose Torah you learn, who influenced you, whose halachis you follow, whose derech and avoda has a connection to you. Of course, to go to every tzaddik is kedai. But the really meaningful kibri tzaddikim are the kibri tzaddikim you have a shaykhis to. You chassidish, you go to chassidish ones. Somebody is a Baal Halacha, you go to the Baal Halacha. You learn the Svarim, I learn the Svarim and the Chida very often. So I always go every summer, but every summer I go to the Kever of the Chida. The one that you have a connection to, that's the one that matters. What has happened over the last few hundred years is that with the Gilui of the Zohar and the Ari HaKadosh, so much of the Divrei Kabbalah of the writings of Shem Rechoy have been incorporated into Halacha, the Paiskim called the Zayah, and it becomes so much of Teresenu HaKadosh. Maybe that's why the world has changed, in that the Kvarim of Shem Rechoy and Rabbi Lazar have so much meaning. But again, the Ikkar is not the Kvarim, the Ikkar is Divreyim, Heimim, Zechreinim, to follow the teachings, the halachas that we learn. You want to connect to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Stam Rav Shimon. You learn Mishnah, it has Rav Shimon. Ah, that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Ashrecha. And with that, wow. A quick thought on the Parsha, a solid thought on Matan Torah, and a medium-sized thought on Magvayim. With these three thoughts, now we're ready, in Yitz Hashem, to work forward in our Avodas Hashem. Hatzlacha to everybody, a good and wonderful Shabbos.